What about Gallic and the schools? They do nothing to...
Oh, that's one of the shameful things in the history of education. You know, the Education Act of 1872 made no provision whatsoever for Gaelic. In fact, the word Gaelic is not even mentioned in 1872. And then, as a result of representations, I suppose, there is a mention very grudgingly in 1878, I quote, "School boards are permitted to pay out of the school income part of the salary of an organizing teacher or of a teacher of Gaelic, drill, cooking, or any other specific subject." So that's your Gaelic language at a very fine peep, I reckon, at that point. And it remains like that. You see, this is 1878, and there is no change till 1918, and that's after much representation. An Act of Parliament recommends that the Department of Education make adequate provision for teaching Gaelic in Gaelic-speaking areas. Now, if you know bureaucracy at all, you'd know the meaning of adequate in that. It's an escape clause. And then 1956 is your next famous point, at which, again, it says, in Gaelic-speaking areas, reasonable provision shall be made in scheme of work for the instruction of Gaelic-speaking pupils in the Gaelic language and literature, and the Gaelic language shall be used, where appropriate, for instructing Gaelic-speaking pupils in other subjects. In other words, another one, escaping the whole thing. And it wasn't till after that, actually, that was the clause, actually, which led to a pilot scheme in Invernessshire and Rossshire, where Gaelic was actually taught on a bilingual basis, and out of which grew the bilingual policy of the Western Isles, the bilingual project there.